Woo-hoo! This is your Attitash Race League report with Corey Madden.
Here we go. Corey Madden joining me in studio. How are we doing, sir?
We're doing excellent, especially after hearing 1-2. We'll take every little snowflake. Yes, absolutely. Last night's little dusting, you know, just kind of brightened things up. Makes everything just a little bit whiter and brighter and nice. You know, I mean, it's wintertime. Like you said,
absolutely.
Let's do it.
You know, we're going to be in winter. Let's make it a white winter.
I mean, I was so bummed out on Sunday morning watching the news and watching people playing golf and walking on the beach. Are you kidding me, people? I mean, yes, it was that kind of weather. And, you know, I mean, it's New England. So take advantage of it. But fortunately, it looks like what you're saying.
Looks like it's going to be pretty good. And then this weekend supposed to be a big one as well. So we'll keep our fingers crossed, especially for MLK weekend. We have a lot of visitors that come up here to the Valley, and we want them down south to think snow.
Absolutely.
So I think this will be a nice little precursor to what we can expect, and hopefully this Saturday will come through for us as well. We'll have a nice weekend.
No doubt. You got to hit up all that social media and just kind of keep boosting everything. And everybody take pictures of all the beautiful white snow and the great skiing. I mean, the Mountain Ops teams, I say it again and again. I mean, we went through a, you know, pretty tough weekend, but the guys were able to turn the snow over and get out there and groom. I mean, Sunday afternoon I went out there and skied. It was phenomenal. Monday I was able to get out there and ski a little bit, and it was great. I look forward to getting it out again today. And of course, the Attitash Race League.
Yes, of course. So yeah, which brings us to the report here.
Absolutely.
So, how was everything yesterday?
Everything was great. With the snow, where you have those warm temps, the cold temps, and back and forth, you know, it kind of chunks up the snow a little bit when, you know, you go out there and race on it, and you're just over and over and over again. Everything else skied awesome.
Yeah. Right.
The course, even Alec Tarbury even said, he was like, whew.
That was a rough one.
That was a rough one. I went, and my first run, you know, I slipped and checked everything out, trying to help everything out, everybody have a good run, and got out there and did my runs. And you know, to be quite honest, once it got down to the good surface, it skied really, really well. It was still a bumpy, bumpy ride.
Okay.
Trevor Tasker and I both went about the same time. And, you know, he, you know, with good mind, good sense, he skied out on his first run, came back and skied really well in his second run. It went all the way through from all ages. We had a couple of falls yesterday, but fortunately everybody was able to walk away healthy. Maybe a little bruised. I'm feeling a little bit today.
It's part of the sport.
It's all part of the sport. But, you know, can't thank everybody enough. We have 111 racers that actually showed up yesterday.
Awesome.
I think if we had everybody show up, we would have about 124, 125.
That's excellent.
Which we have been hovering. I'm just always thankful to get to 100.
Right.
Last year, I think we were 104 or 107, somewhere around there. So just a little jump, you know, and the interest in coming to race in the Attitash Race League is just tremendous. It's awesome. People that snowboard, ski, old, young, whatever. It just, everybody's just stoked and having a really good time. And, you know, we always bring it together in the Tuckerman Après Ski Party. We all got together yesterday afternoon.
Nice reason to celebrate afterwards,
absolutely. And, you know, maybe mend some of those bumps and bruises for sure with a couple of pale ales, you know, so a rock pile, you know. So, it was great. You know, can't thank our sponsors enough. Tuckerman Brewing, of course, Midas North Conway, Seamus McGrath over at McGrath's Tavern, Andy's Ski Shop just right up the road.
Yep.
Go check them out. Get your skis tuned there. It's great stuff. And of course, Magic and WMWB.
Yes, of course.
You know, looking at, you know, the more people that we have some new teams. We have this team called Those Guys.
Okay.
Because they were Knuckle Draggers, but we already have a Knuckle Dragger, so now they're those guys. And they're all snowboarders, which
is
awesome. Crawford Hills, it's just up the road from us. Crawford Hills is the Hills.
Yeah, sure.
And they put together a team, which is awesome. Poor People's Pub is coming up here to ski with us.
Good for
you
them.
You know, it was great. Yeah. A couple of the guys ski over at Loon a lot, and they came over, and they were like, man, I've skied a couple other places beside Loon, but this is awesome. Like they were psyched on the conditions and everything. So it was great to hear the compliments, and just getting people to come in and participate in this event is just, it's awesome. You know, racing is racing, you know, it's fun, and almost anybody can do it. You know, you go out there and you just have fun, and it's camaraderie and all that.
Yeah, we've
stuff,
talked about that before, together, the community effort, you know, getting together, so, for sure. When it comes to the Race League next week, what are we looking forward to?
So we have our Speed Week this coming week, so we are off. But if you are a Tuesday Race League pass holder, you can go out and be able to ski Attitash or Wildcat even on the Tuesday Race League pass. So you could still get out there. We're just not going to have gates. We're going to all of our team is going to be over at Bear Peak with the MWV ski team.
That's right.
And supporting the Super Gs for that week. It's a big race, so we need all the efforts hands over on deck. There. All hands on deck. All the equipment will be over there. So just 1 week off, and then we come back, and we will be setting divisions and still racing from the same start that we've been starting for the last couple weeks. And then we get into slalom. So popular. Everybody's talking about the slalom. We're like the 3 weeks favorite. Away from slalom, and people are already talking about it. Well, my vacation's right around that time and stuff. The slalom is not that hard. It's fun. It's different. It just switches things up. You know, catches some of the sandbaggers a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Not that anybody's sandbagging. I could never, never imagine that. But, you know, looking at this weekend, we've got
I was going to say, Attitash has a lot going on this weekend. It's kind of a holiday weekend.
It's a holiday weekend. So being the three-day weekend, we do have events going on Saturday and Sunday with Après-Ski going on both. Shark Martin's going to start us off on Saturday afternoon from 2 to 5. And if the fireworks are able to go off, it all depends. It's kind of the snow really impacts whether you can do that or not. But bring on the snow. I'll cancel the fireworks.
Yeah, the fireworks can wait. Yeah.
Absolutely. No
doubt
about it.
We'll make that up.
Absolutely. And then we have Foreigner's Journey. It's a Foreigner Journey cover band, and they sing both. I YouTube these guys, and I just went to their website. I emailed them, and I could not believe that they said, I was like, awesome. These guys are going to be great in Ptarmigan's Pub. And they were so pumped on come. They, you know, they haven't hit the ski resort scene too much. So, you know, they were just pumped to come.
Nice and to get some new blood in there.
Absolutely. When it comes to just keeping it fresh. No doubt. We have a rail jam going on Saturday throughout the day. You can come sign up. And it's a hike event. It's right there, right at the Bear Peak, right at the base of Bear Peak. Mm-hmm. So not only can mom and dad be able to hike up there, but the participants. It's a $10 event. Sign up for $10. And then you can hike up to the terrain park. So come and join us. It's going to be a great event. That starts off. We'll let everybody practice all morning long, and then we get started at 11 o'clock right there at the base. We'll have music going. It'll be a super fun time. And race number two on Sunday for our You Go Girl benefiting Jen's Friends. Race number one had 107 people. Awesome. We raised $1,000 going to Jen's Friends. It's great. And looking forward to raising just so much more because, you know, this is the long weekend, so we just get a huge participant. Anywhere from 150 to 180 people are coming out and racing in these events. We had so many 5 and 4 year olds last week that we actually created a category for the 5 and 4 year olds.
That's awesome.
And they were so cute. They're all coming up and, you know, getting their little gold, silver, bronze pins and just all psyched up about it. That's, you know, that's all the spirit of it. You know, get everybody together and have some fun.
And start them as young as you possibly can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And plenty of stuff going on at Wildcat too. So check out skiwildcat.com for all there.
So it should be a busy weekend. Got a couple busy weeks coming up over at Attitash. And we thank you for the Attitash Racing Report, of course.
Thank you very much. And I guess we'll be long-winded there.
Yeah, no. We want you to be long-winded. Yep. We want to talk about all of it. And and for any details, fine details that you'd like to check out, you can go to Attitash.com. Everything that Corey's talking about, Attitash.com is where you can go. And we'll also post up the link on our Facebook page. And you can hit us up there as well. So we'll see you in 2 weeks then.
We will see you in 2 weeks. All right. Yes.
Sounds good, Corey. Thanks for coming in. It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.